The reading this morning is taken from John 1, verses 6 to 8 and 19 to 28. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. And going on in verse 19. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him then, "Who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I am not." "Are you a prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." Now the Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And I'll hand over to Henry.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. I just feel like saying, he knows my name. He knows your name. Do you believe that? He knows your name. Can you say that to yourself? He knows my name. You don't mean it, do you? All right, can you say to someone, he knows your name, he knows your name. He knows your name, he knows your name. You know, he knows my name. He knows all about me. Before ever I was born, he knows my name. He knew me before, and he knew that this day I will be in this fellowship. He knows my name. So that's the way the gospel writer introduces this man that we've come to know as John the Baptist. You know, John, the son of Zebedee, who wrote this gospel. You remember the brother of James, who we are called the sons of thunder? He was the one that wrote this gospel that we are reading, the gospel of John. And then writing about another person, John. There was a man sent from God. And you know, the circumstances surrounding the birth of this lad called John was sort of mysterious. You know, in their day, and in some cultures today, when you're childless, you know, people consider you as less fortunate. They consider that probably there's something you've done. Maybe you are living in sin. That's why you are childless. But Zacharias and Elizabeth, they were very faithful servants of the living God. They served God faithfully with all their hearts. Yet, they were childless. I know, you know, sometimes when we go through things as humans, we are tempted to believe for some seconds that maybe it's my fault. Maybe I'm the reason why these all have befallen me. I'm the reason, maybe I've done something wrong. Because he knows my name, he knows what I go through. And you know what? He's making his plans for me. He knows my name. He knows who I will become. And so this couple were serving God faithfully, very, very faithfully, dedicating their lives to God as Zacharias was a priest, serving the Lord, until one day the Lord sent his angel to visit him. And you know the story, don't you? And when the angel visited him and told him that I am going to visit you and Elizabeth, he didn't believe because he thought all hope was lost. And let me tell us, I mean, God is never late, but he's never too early either. He's always right on time. He's never late, he's never too late, too early. He's always right on time. He knows my name. He knows the plans that he's got for me. He knows the package. And you know what? The plans for me is completely different for the plans from the plans he has for you. You know, human beings, we sort of measure our lives with people that we see, we live with, people in our household, people, our friends, in our school, in our workplace. We tend to measure our own lives with theirs. Why are things not working that way? Why am I still this way? You know, why are they, lovely couple, holding their hands on the streets and walking? Why am I like this? Why is my own difference? You know, lovely children, they've got 3 kids, they've got 2 kids. Oh, they've got nice parents. They took them on holiday to Africa or to Italy. They took them on holiday to Spain. But my own seem to be different. You know, he knows my name. You know, right now there are people, of course, in our fellowship and people who are who we know are in hostel beds or maybe alone in their own place and thinking, does he know about me? Yes, he knows. He knows my name. Praise the name of the Lord. He knows my name. There was a man sent from God. I believe that God directs our ways. He orders our steps. He sends us where he does, when he does, for his own divine purposes. There was a man sent by God. And this man, John, was sent as an answer to the prayers of Elizabeth and Zacharias. And you know, Zacharias did not believe when the angel told him, Angel Gabriel. And he said, well, how could this happen? Elizabeth is even, I don't know how old she is, maybe past the childbearing age. Are you sure this is going to happen? You know, there are some times when God tells us things, we find it difficult to believe because maybe we are not qualified financially. We look at our bank accounts or we look at our degrees, our qualifications. We are not qualified to fit into this kind of promise from the Lord. And when he does that, he looks beyond our qualifications. He looks beyond our physical abilities because it is not about us. It's about God that works in our lives. And you know, when Elizabeth, you know, found it difficult to believe, Zacharias found it difficult to believe, God made it that Zacharias would not speak. He became mute until the day that the miracle arrived. And you know, when the angel visited Elizabeth, you remember the story? The child on her womb was a connection. John was a connection to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus has come to bring the light, and John has come to point people to that light, Jesus Christ. And you know, in some ways, we are, as children of God, like John today. We've come from different circumstances, yes, but we are born and we are placed in the kingdom to point people to the light, Jesus Christ. And when the Jews sent people to kind of inquire from John, who are you? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah? Are you even a false prophet? What are you? Just let us know so that we can go back and inform those who sent us to make sure we've achieved our aim. You know, John the Baptist denied being all these people, but he didn't deny being the false prophet. He left that to them. Just grapple with that. But I am the one crying in the wilderness, the voice, prepare ye the way of the Lord, pointing them to the Messiah. Not about me. You know, no matter what we have and who we are, it's not about us. It's about him who has delivered us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I remember the day Jesus saved me in my late teens. He saved me. I was already on the path of darkness. I was already involved with all those, you know what young people do, don't you? You don't know. Oh, she doesn't know. But Jesus met me, and my life changed, and he delivered me out of darkness. You know, I sort of, sometimes when I speak with my friends, I tend to tell them, well, if Jesus hadn't delivered me, maybe I would have ended up being one of those you know, one of those people. All right. And at that point, I was about taking the exams to become a military person in Nigeria. Thank goodness they didn't accept me because I was about, and I was joking with my friends. I said, well, when these coups and counter coups were happening in Nigeria, I said, well, I would have been part of this. Yes, because I know my type of human being. But Jesus saved me and brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I wouldn't lie to you, it hasn't been all those, you know, heavenly. Yeah, there has been times of low experiences, yes. There has been time that I questioned myself, am I really sure of what is happening? Am I really sure that I made the right choice, the right decision? There has been some times my prayer life has really been shaken by events, by things, by temptations, by things happening to me. But you know what? He knows my name. He knows my name. He's always with us, even at the low times of our lives. He's always there. And you know, they told us a story of one lady who had a dream, and she was with all those problems coming here and there, and she had a dream that she was walking on a seashore, and for once, she was seeing some her footsteps walking on the seashore. I know you maybe know the story, but at some point, she was seeing only a single footstep, and when she woke up, she asked the Lord, why? Lord Jesus said, well, when you saw the double ones were the ones you were trying to do it yourself, but when you saw only one, it was a time I had to carry you and then walked so that you, at that time, you were very tired, you were very weak, you couldn't make it. I just couldn't help carrying you. You know, there are some times it feels that way. There are some times when we are sort of visited with all these troubles and problems here and there. He knows my name. He knows who I am. But you know what? We live not because of ourselves, but to point people to Jesus Christ. And this is that season. And Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, Christmas has been commercialized. It's a time there are sales here and there. People put on their lights and their jumpers. I'll have my own this evening, don't worry. As we come back 4:30, I'm saving it. I just want to save it for evening time when I put it on. You just wait and see. It's a very lovely one with some lights here and there. And I've had it for many years. I won't tell you how long. I always have it every year. I bring it up. But let people know that it's not just a Christmas season, a holiday, or it's not a Kai Mass. It's a Mass about Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's what we should do, just like John did, pointing people to the light, pointing people to Jesus Christ. And the Lord will help us. You know, sometimes we might feel that we don't have the necessary equipment. We are not equipped. We are not anointed. We're not like this person. We are not like this person. But we have our own way. If we can just surrender our lives to the Lord and bring our weaknesses to him, bring all our inabilities to him, he has a way of turning people around. You know, when people see me today when I speak, I used to be a very shy person. I couldn't talk to people. Yeah, I couldn't talk to people. But when the light of Jesus came to me, when the Holy Spirit came to me in full force and power, my life changed. And my schoolmates, when they see me today, are you still the one we knew? Yeah, because something happened to me. And there's a song we used to sing in those days. I don't know if you know it. Things are different now. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. Things I did before, I don't do no more. Things are different now. When I gave my life. You can help me, Edna. Things are different now. They are different. Praise God. I just want us to pray for ourselves and pray for people. You know, as we've prayed for several people who are going through stuff today, let's just pray that the Lord will bring his light in those difficult moments, that the light of God will come to us, and that a boldness from the Holy Spirit will come to us. Let us pray. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for no matter the circumstances surrounding the birth of John the Baptist, you changed him and used him to point people to Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for Elizabeth and Zacharias because they remained faithful. Even when circumstances proved otherwise, they remained faithful unto you. Help us, Lord, in all those things, temptations and trials and sickness and wants and whatever they are coming to us. And sometimes they seem to come at the same time. When they come, Lord, to deviate our minds away from you, help us, Lord, to stand strong because we believe you know us by name. You know us, Lord, and help us to live for you and to point people to Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the reason for this season. Heavenly Father, we pray for us here and, Lord, for those who are not here. We ask that we will know your presence. And, Lord, we stand upon your word and resist every force of evil. And I stand against every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I resist them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness and every work of evil, I come against you by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak against sickness now, and I speak against every lack and want, every temptation, everything the enemy brings. I speak against you now in the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want us to remember Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and not of evil. To give you hope and expected end. Another scripture also came to my mind, Isaiah 54, verse 17. The Lord says, beginning from earlier verse, that they will surely gather against you. But because they are not from me, they will surely fall for your sake. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Today, we speak against every weapon of the enemy. And we address them by the scripture. They will not prosper in the name of Jesus the Christ. Lord, we pray that you will help us, Lord, to point people to Jesus the light, and that what we do during this Christmas and beyond will direct people to Jesus Christ. It's not about us, but about you who saved us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, you loved us even before we thought of loving you. You saved us, Lord, and you forgave us all our iniquities. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are in need of your forgiveness today. We ask, Lord, as they come to you and make that connection with you, may the same forgiveness reach them where they are. Lord, we pray for ourselves, Lord. Perhaps there are people who have some important decisions to make at this time. And they are torn between two opinions. They don't know which one to choose. I ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will speak clearly, that they will know the right one to choose at this time. For once, Lord, having important appointments this week, maybe an interview or some sort of appointment, I ask, Lord, that you will open the door of blessing. Open the door of miracles, Lord. And you ask and we came. We answered your call. And so, Lord, we are with you. And because we are with you, no evil can snatch us from you. We are yours exclusively. Thank you, Lord. Precious Lord, we thank you for our young ones, Lord. We pray, gracious Lord, as they begin their holidays, that you will be with them, Lord. And we pray, oh, gracious Lord, for this fellowship. We know that we are deeply rooted in you and in your word. We ask, Lord, that you will help us as we volunteer our time and our talents, our resources and things to serve you, Lord, with all our hearts and our mind. Help us, Lord, to stay on course with you. We thank you, precious Lord, for we know you will always answer our prayers because we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.